Hi, welcome to episode 0 of my still untitled podcast. Why episode 0? Well, podcast doesn't have a name, it doesn't have a blog yet, I'm working on that, and I've never recorded one, so I want to see if I can do it, if it comes out barely okay. I don't name very high, barely okay would be fine. And so this is it. Also, as I'm sure you got by now, English is not my native language, so it's not that easy to speak in English. And the testing is good for episode number 1. So, themes for the podcast. Well, basically everything I like, and probably most of the times things I don't like. I'm a ranter. I like to rant about things that distaste me. So yeah, that's gonna be it. Actually, there is a big rant coming on in this show, because this is the presenting show, but it's gonna be, I have content too. So stay tuned for a big, and I mean big rant about NBC and Conan O'Brien, because those guys on NBC are pissing me off. They really, really are. So, about the podcast. Next time, next edition, next episode, we are going to have a name, and a blog, and a beautiful layout, and all that good stuff. So, now, content. That's what I want. Content. Well, as promised, Conan O'Brien. NBC is ran by morons. I thought that before, but now it's absolutely clear. They are morons. I think the word, technical word for it is morons. So, here's what they think will, I don't know, save their network. Let's make the night shows, the late night shows, half an hour later or 45 minutes later. Yeah, let's change the Tonight Show. And I'm not American, but changing the schedule of the Tonight Show is just a dumb idea. And why give it to Conan if you want a Jay Leno? You absolutely want Jay Leno. We can see you want Jay Leno. Jay Leno, why shove him off? And now, 7 months later, after Conan starts his show, that is good, and Conan can't make a bad show, he just can't. And yes, I am on what's now called Team Coco, because he's great, the guy is great, and what they are doing to him is absolutely stupid. It's stupid. Guys, you are morons, and best part of it all is when you're gonna lose him, of course. It's been a hilarious week of shows of him bashing NBC live on his own show that airs on NBC, and every guest doing the same, which is absolutely hilarious. There was this guy, I can't remember his name. Let me see. Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais just absolutely killed with the jokes of they're not gonna air this, they are going to cut you mid-show. It was, well, it was one of the greatest Tonight Shows with Conan O'Brien yet. And it's making for good material for every late night show. Letterman has talked about it and laughed about it and called morons to the guys. Well, that seems to be the general idea, except for Jay Leno, he's quite happy about it, as he must be. He's getting his show back that he never wanted to let go of, and why he did is a mystery to everyone, but he does a good job. Does a good job, and you are stupid, and that's gonna solve nothing. And what I was saying is that I am going to enjoy so much when Conan goes to Fox and kicks Jay Leno's butt in the ratings. I so want that to happen. I think he really, really deserved it. Both of them deserve it. Jay Leno, being an ass, deserves it. And Conan O'Brien really deserves to have huge, huge ratings on another show, on another channel, especially another channel, because NBC really treated him like crap, which he really isn't. Well, another team, Australian Open, started yesterday. I got to see a match between Maria Kirilenko and Maria Sharapova. And that's like, I mean, thank you, guys at Eurosport, because that's like, two guys choose, are discussing a dream tennis match, and they are probably gonna choose Maria Kirilenko and Maria Sharapova. That's just wonderful. And I got to actually see Kirilenko play live at the Estoril Open in 2008, and she is gorgeous, even live. That some people really are not. They look good on TV, and then they are crappy, crappy in person, but not her. She really, really is beautiful. And she actually beat Sharapova yesterday, so first round elimination for Sharapova, it's not ideal for her. So the underdog won, and crappy weather there, it's raining in Australia, Melbourne, Sydney, I don't know. Well, sometime in Australia. And that is uncommon, because the Australian Open really usually has great weather. Sometimes extremely hot, which is not ideal to tennis players. They got really, really tired with the hot weather. But not this time. This time they got rain. And it was a bad first day. Not many games played, except for the two covered courts. That's awesome, having two fully covered courts where there's no rain delays, and that's really important for a good LL, well, at least a Grand Slam. And I think that's all for today. Next time, I hope everything I talked about before, the blog, the name, and all the stuff are done, and I will talk about stuff again, and that stuff's gonna probably be Modern Warfare 2 that I'm playing right now and is great. Although I think I prefer the first one, but okay, that's next week, and more stuff that comes to my mind between now and then. And that's all. Thank you everyone for listening. Well, everyone today is gonna be me, but if 2 months like or something like that has passed and you are listening to old archives, well, congratulations, you are listening to episode number 0 of my now hugely successful podcast, hoping here, fingers crossed. And that's all for today. Maybe tomorrow we will have a new episode, or the day after that, or the day after that. But, by the way, I'm going to try to make one every day, but that's gonna be absolutely impossible. So, 2-3 days between episodes gonna be the rule, I guess. I hope. I hope I can get to make one so often. Thank you, and see you next time. See you, hear you, speak to you. Those kind of things. Bye.